Hi there. Welcome to adventure. You know, of all the different parts of the world I've visited on the trail of excitement, this is my favorite, Hawaii, paradise of the Pacific. We're not going to relax, however, under the tiki, because from here at Honolulu, we'll be starting on a halfway round the world tour for an international look at one of the most spectacular sports ever invented. Strength, skill, coordination, nerve, and split-second timing. These are the minimal requirements for riding 20-foot waves. We're going to share the surf with a shark off the coast of California. We'll see the world's best surfers in action from Australia and New Zealand's black beaches all the way to Florida. Before we're through, I think you'll agree that for sheer breathtaking excitement, the ancient sport of Polynesian kings is mighty hard to beat.
Hey everybody, this is Paulie Thunders, and I'm guest hosting the Garage Punk Surfcast. This is episode number 38. Now I'm pretty stoked to guest host this time around, because the Surfcast was actually the first podcast I ever listened to. Probably 2008 or 2009, I'm guessing. Let's break down that first set for you. We had Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, who you're also listening to right now. But we started it with Good Cop, Bad Cop. Followed it up with Atomic Mosquitoes playing Zombie Church Bells. We heard from The Atlantics with Rumble and Run. Followed that up with The Black Flamingos, Hour of the Coyote. Seen them guys play a few times. I'm about to see them later this month when they open for The Ventures. Closed it out with The Dead Milkmen with their surfy song, Surfin' Cow. Stick around for the rest of the show. Let's continue with Parado Ketchup with Winged Ants Flight.
We'll be right back.
At least one scientist has computed the force of waves like this and decided that the human body just can't stand it.
We'll be right back. Bay. And here comes a big one.
All right, everybody, and we're back. Started the second set off with Parado Ketchup performing Winged Ant's Flight. Then we heard from the Primitive Finks with The Keep. Then Satan's Pilgrims with Harem Nocturne, demo version. Then we heard from Man or Astro Man performing Space Patrol. And closed it out with Daikaiju with Cock Lobster. Now, I saw both Daikaiju and Parado Ketchup maybe a little less than a year ago. I was in like an art studio where they had like pushed the easels out of the way and let these two insane bands perform, and they're lighting their guitars on fire, crawling over their amps. If you get the chance to see either of those bands, definitely do. Alright, let's do a classic set for the next one. We'll start it off with the Deadly Ones.
We'll be right back.
lot more than a beach and a board to make a surfer. You have to be a good swimmer, as a matter of fact, a great swimmer. You have to know what to expect from the different kinds of waves. You need good muscles and top condition. But all these aren't enough in this kind of surf. You need a daredevil's nerve to try a 20-foot wave.
All right, everybody, let's run down set number 3, the classic surf songs. Started off with the Deadly Ones performing The Lone Surfer. And then we had the Trash Men with Bad News. Followed that up with the Centurions performing Body Surfing. And then King of the Surf Guitar, Dick Dale, with Nitro. And we closed out the set with the Ventures performing Diamond Head. Alright, let's get this last set on the road. We'll start it off with the Volcanoes. Here's Beatnik Bandit.
Beatnik Bandit, baby!
Thank you.
All right, let's go over that last set. Started off with the Volcanoes performing Beatnik Bandit. Then we heard from the Bomboras with Night of the Bomboras. Then John and the Night Riders performing Suicide Bay. Then we had Aqualads with Surf, Surf, Surf. And close it out with the Tomorrow Men doing Mercury in Retrograde. I was kind of asking myself while I was doing this, how does a guy from the later part of Generation X get into surf music? Was it Hawaii Five-O reruns? Was it the Pulp Fiction soundtrack? Was it the theme song from Kids in the Hall that we're listening to now? It was a combination of all those things, but mostly it was the Endless Summer documentary by Bruce Brown, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. I watched it countless times on HBO as a kid, and it did have an effect on me. Rest in peace, Bruce Brown. We'll close it out with a theme from The Endless Summer from The Sandals.